Welcome to the Dr. Nikki Star Show, a podcast to support you in your spiritual awakening and personal development. As a spiritual teacher, healer, and intuitive coach, my intention is to empower you to live your ultimate potential and your ultimate life. As a former medical doctor and mystic, my role is to bridge the gap between science and spirituality to support you in understanding more of your multidimensional aspects. I share on a diverse range of topics, and it's all to support your greatest becoming. My mission is to continue reaching millions of people for the healing and awakening of humankind for the creation of the new earth. Thank you for being here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. I'm your host, Dr. Nikki Star, and we are in the season of spirituality. And today's topic of the podcast that I want to talk about is using media as a platform to awaken consciousness in humanity. So I am calling upon you as a leader, as a creator of how to leverage media, social media, to be a force for good and light and transformation and spirituality and bringing in the codes of light and love onto the planet. And I am calling upon you as the consumer of what you choose to give your energy and focus and what you choose to take in by watching, because we have responsibility on both sides. So the first time I became aware of the fact that we could use media as a tool to awaken consciousness in humanity was when I was on the Fox reality show Utopia, which was in 2014. It was not too long after my spiritual awakening. My bigger spiritual awakening was happening gradually, of course, like throughout medical school is really when it got a little more obvious with travel and yoga and meditation. And then when I chose not to go into a specialty and instead leave Western medicine to pursue my spiritual path and to pursue at that time, which was my yoga, my role as a yoga teacher, a meditation teacher, which eventually evolved into the coach, healer, guide, mentor that I am today. And I knew that I was having an impact on my social media within that year. I would say in 2013 is when I started posting more positivity and consciousness on my page, along with my travels and just sharing my life that I saw was inspiring others. And that's how my coaching healing practice really went to the next level and became a business. Was I just was sharing my truth, my transformation by just sharing my life on social media. And I saw how beautifully inspiring it was to other people. And then when I went on the Fox reality show, I really saw how I made a really big impact just by being myself. And in a way, that seed of intention was planted. My friend Natasha had sent me an email with the link to apply for casting. And she said, I think you would be a light on this show. You just go be yourself. And that was the intention that actually manifested. Me just shining my light, being myself, impacted millions of people. So they named me hashtag Dr. Love on the show. And what I did on the show was essentially how I was living my life in real life, where every morning I would wake up, do my yoga meditation. I was eating healthy. A lot of like what I was speaking up for was about like, let's have healthy meals. And we were trying to grow food in the garden, which was not very successful because for many different reasons, there's no need to go into the why of that. But it was clear what my values were and what I stood for. Even in relational dynamics, when there were some challenges happening between members of the cast, and you know, they specifically casted like people from different backgrounds with different ideas of what a utopia was. And when there were some disagreements and disharmony,
my voice of reason was always coming back to love and seeing the perspective from the other person's shoes, having compassion and understanding. And it was radically different from how the others were thinking. And of course, when we're living inside of our bubble, we think everyone is like us, and it's not true. And I got to see that even on the show, people were becoming more self-aware and taking greater responsibility. And there was like a spiritual awakening happening in some of the people on the show. And it was so beautiful to see. And I remember in times of my own challenge, I was like, you know what, if just like one person eats healthier and one person meditates or does yoga, like I'll know I fulfilled my dharma. Because here I was inside a fishbowl and I didn't know what was really happening in the outside. But when I got off the show, I had thousands of emails and fan mail and thousands of messages in my social media of people telling me how much my presence on the show changed their life, from losing weight to being able to clear their depression and anxiety with yoga and meditation, how they would wake up in the morning and put me doing yoga and meditation on as they got ready for work just because they found the energy was really relaxing. People started to send me objects to bless. And this was even before I was aware so much of my innate healing gifts. I was more in the phase of doing yoga and meditation and less so of the energy healing work. I stepped into that kind of in those following years as I traveled the world and I connected with other healers. And they were like, you know, you come from a lineage of shamanic healers and, you know, you are really here to do this work and you carry it, you were born with it. And I was just like, oh, interesting, you know? And then when I would ask my grandmother, then I would get the true story that it's true. Like her mother was a healer and a midwife, and it kind of traced back, like, you know, her great, great grandmother, I believe, walked out of the jungle and then started to live in a town where then she met, you know, a man that was more, you could say, civilized, or, you know, not as much with the jungle medicine. And so it was like in my lineage. And even now I see the women in my family are all healers, all have some kind of healing gift to share with the world in different forms and capacities. And just by us awakening our true and full potential, we can awaken that in others. Just by you going on your spiritual journey, you can awaken that in others. So why does it matter and why does media matter? Well, just like my story, I shared myself on social media. I went on a national television show on Fox, one of the biggest networks in the world. And I was brave enough to show myself, right? Especially in that environment. Like on social media, you can kind of control and decide what you put out to the world. But I was literally in a fishbowl where everything was recorded 24/7 and people paid to have subscription to watch everything that was happening 24/7. So it was kind of a crazy social experiment. And, you know, someone would say maybe I like sacrificed myself and things that happened. Some things were less than ideal. You know, we were deceived by some of the producers on the show about what would be edited and what would be blurred out, and not all of that happened. But I took the bad with the good because the good far outweighed, and I really did see how just shining my light transformed others. I didn't even have to teach anything on the show. And even my social media, I really for a long time posted just inspirational quotes. And just by people reading the content that I shared, I would get clients, right? So it was this organic way of inviting people into a greater transformation. So my intention for sharing this podcast is, what are you sharing on social media? Is it supportive for others? Is it going to make people smile? Is it going to inspire them in some way? Is it going to catalyze their transformation? If you're not sharing, this is an invitation to inspire you to share. If you are going on your spiritual journey, wherever you are on the journey, even if you're feeling challenged, know that by you sharing your journey, you may inspire transformation and healing in someone else. You may inspire them to go on their transformational journey, and you could be that muse, that inspiration for others. So I'm inviting you to share, to come on as a creator instead of a consumer. And then that brings me to the next intention of this podcast. I'm just sitting here kind of like poking, you know, like poke, poke. how are you using social media and media in general? So far, we've been talking mainly about media, you know, in the sense of like TV shows, but I'm also talking about movies. Like, what do you watch? Right? Like, what do you watch? How does it make you feel? Are you watching things that inspire you, that light you up, that activate your mission and your purpose even more? So I oftentimes do my best not to consume. I feel that I'm a channel of so much love and light. I'm channeling libraries of consciousness from other times and places. And I'm so sensitive. So I oftentimes don't like to consume things because I see what it does to my energy field. Like even my beloved was looking at this, like the Arnold Schwarzenegger bodybuilding competition. He was showing me the guys and their conditioning and their muscles. And whatever was going on in their energy field, I suddenly felt a little bit ill. And I was just like, babe, I know you like this stuff, but please don't show it to me because like I feel a little sick. And I had to separate my energy from whatever I was watching. And at the same time, I usually don't watch movies. You know, sometimes I would watch the occasional love story when I was single, when I wanted to like feel love, you know, kind of like that romantic energy. And then my beloved really loves movies. So I would watch them for, we kind of have this like barter system where we do tantra and I watch movies. So we do something that we both like to do. And he always falls asleep though. And so I say to him, I'm like, if you're going to just fall asleep, like just watch it for 10 minutes by yourself and then come to bed, you know, because I love to go to bed early. And recently I ended up watching by myself, there's a new Adam Sandler movie at the time of this filming called like Spaceman. And it seems quite silly, but I actually recommend for you all to watch it. What I mean by it seems silly is there is like this alien that's in the form of a spider, but he ends up acting like a therapist in a way, like almost like, you know, imagine an alien comes and they're coming to like study humans and they want to understand about the human condition. And he's going through his emotional turmoil in relation to his relationship. And it's like this alien starts to understand like what causes loneliness and what causes people to feel depressed and how people sabotage their own lives and why they do certain things in the moment or because of selfishness, but then how when they've lost the thing they had and took for granted, how they really mourn for it. And it was so like psychoanalytical, and it was actually really beautiful because it was a reminder to love what you have, appreciate what you have, be grateful for what you have. Like you never know when it's going to end. And it was also a big teacher in like trusting what is and trust in the divine timing of things and the divine order of things, and that the universe is exactly as it's meant to be and that things are transient. It was actually like quite a spiritual movie. So I was like, this is great, you know? And so whenever there's like, you know, and sometimes movies are great to make you laugh or to feel love, right? If you watch a romantic comedy. But then there are some movies that are like very violent or like horror movies. And that frequency is not serving our greatest becoming. Because violence can beget more violence, and the frequency of violence, like what that does to your body and frequency, like that does not raise the consciousness of humanity or yourself. We are here to co-create the new earth that is not an earth that has war on it, but has peace and love. And the more we do that internal work and reflect on ourselves, the more we can feel love within ourselves and then be love to those around us. So how are you consuming media and content? Like there's a way to use social media as a tool of education, a tool for learning, a tool to receive new ways of being or doing things or seeing things, new perceptions, new insights. And there is a way that social media can be very unhealthy, especially if you start comparing yourself to other people or you start feeling lack or unworthiness because you see what other people have. And it depends, right? How are you consuming? Like I know for me with social media, oftentimes I look at ways to make new reels or inspirations for my business and my social media presence is oftentimes how I consume social media content. versus, I don't know what, you know, and then sometimes on TikTok, I like to go and watch like little baby, like little kids, like things connected to little kids or animals, like dogs or whatever, I think is so cute. It like brings a smile. It's lighthearted. But if something you're watching doesn't feel good, stop. Because everything is seeding your energy and your frequency. If it opens your heart, you feel love, you laugh, you feel light, you're able to reflect on yourself, learn something, maybe even transform, that's great. Everything else, do not waste your time, because then you find yourself like healing from it. And so that's happened to me where I've like, we're like, okay, to my beloved about a certain movie or whatever. And then we watch it. And then I'm like, babe, I cannot watch anything with violence in it. I cannot watch anything with killing. I cannot watch anything that's a little bit scary or like a thriller that, because then I think about it, like my consciousness is so sensitive and imprintable because I'm so open to receive divine downloads, wisdom, guidances, intuition, that openness, I'm not so quick to like just shut it off, put it on and off. Like it's like a gift that I must nurture. And if I close myself off, I can close myself off in all the ways. So instead, I need to be mindful of how I consume. So I feel that all of us have a responsibility to use media as a way to awaken consciousness and humanity. So that being said, do you have any creative projects? Like if you are a writer or you're a producer or a film director or whatever, are you bringing content to the screen that is expanding and activating humanity to the new earth, to evolution? Or are you perpetuating suffering? That's a big question to ask. Also, what you put your eyes on, like people think like I'm going to keep creating that content. So it's like voting with your dollars. You're voting with your views. You're voting with how you spend your time. So for example, we already know that the algorithm on Facebook and Instagram goes by how people engage and how much time something is watched. So if you observe something that's out there that is not for your highest and best good, not for the highest and best good of all, are you disciplined enough to be like, swipe, I'm not going to watch this? Or do you watch it and you go into it? Do you judge? Do you sit there and you add to a conversation? You know, because as we see, like even in this year that this is filmed, there's going to be a presidential election. There's a lot of opinions, right? And sometimes I feel that the media also knows how to puppeteer to control the masses. So they will share certain things that we can call propaganda to bring about certain types of reactions from the population. So are you a sheep? Are you blindly being led to think a certain way, act a certain way, vote a certain way, etc.? Or are you opening your eyes to what's really happening? And we saw this with the pandemic and all the statistics and everything that was being said. And even what they were saying was the solution. Was it really the solution? In the end, we look back and it actually didn't even prevent it. It really didn't do anything. And if anything, we've seen people who have injury from that solution. And so, you know, be really careful that you're not being like the joke's not on you. That you're not believing everything you see, because the truth is on social media, not everything you see is true. Be aware that, you know, take everything with a grain of salt. Like when you observe people and you even think they're having a perfect life, remember they're human too. When you're quick and you want to judge someone, just remember, like, actually, why don't you send them love? You know, it's like use your likes like you're voting with your dollars. If you see someone posting inspirational content or you love what they're doing and you love their life, instead of thinking like, oh, I'm not going to like it, and you find like a shadow energy of like jealousy come up or envy come up, overcome yourself and like it instead. If you actually think it's good, if you think it's beautiful, you know, there's also a lot of people who watch on the sidelines, you know. But what I invite you to do is like and love and heart when you see someone doing a good job, like, you know, when I see people like celebrating their sobriety and they're like, yeah, I gave up, you know, and sometimes they just gave up alcohol because like they just didn't like how it made them feel. And that's why I gave it up. Like for my spiritual path, I didn't like how it made me feel. There wasn't like a problem, but I just realized it wasn't serving my highest good. And when I see people like celebrating, or if they lose weight or they're doing some kind of challenge and they're celebrating these things, I always give a heart and a like. If people got married and they're in love or they have children or whatever, I heart, I want to celebrate life. I want to celebrate other people's life. So I want to use social media as a way to send blessings into the world too. And I invite you to do the same. So to wrap up, the intention of this podcast was to inspire you to create conscious media, conscious content, things that would inspire and bring a smile to other people's face. Not to use it to complain or to say what's wrong with the world, but be solution focused. And if you do have the power and the capacity to create something and you're not, create. And if you are already creating, keep going, make it even better, even more inspirational, even more catalytic for us to co-create the new earth and inspire others into their ascension path. As a consumer, be responsible. One, for yourself, consume that which makes you feel good and supports your ascension journey. And also vote with your likes and your hearts like dollars, and also use it as a tool to send blessings and love out through the ethers. And if you have the opportunity to influence others in a positive way, or someone you know who's creating content or has the capacity to, encourage them to. Let's bring light and love and joy and goodness and happiness and peace and all the beautiful things through media, through social media. And that is my greatest wish and desire. And one of the ways that you can so enhance your consumer capacity is to learn through social media, learn through media. And so that's why I created my year-long membership, so that you can receive access to all my courses and codes. And what that is like, you're essentially watching conscious TV. Like if you do a guided meditation by me, or you take one of my courses or one of my abundance codes or ascension codes, you not only are receiving entertainment in a way, but you're going on a transformational journey. So it's experiential, and it's only going to enhance your life. It's only going to support your life. So I really invite you to do that. Hop inside any of my offers, and I especially invite you inside the year-long membership, because it's going to support your spirituality, your ascension, your greatest becoming, your co-creation, your role in the co-creation of the new earth. And in the bonus content, I am going to guide you through a process to help you be more visible, because sometimes people feel a little scared to show up, to show themselves on social media, to be a conscious creator on media. And I want to invite you and enroll you, because if you're listening to this content, I know that you're on your journey and you have positive things to share with the world, even if it's in your stories, even if it's in your posts or your reels or your videos, and it's going to evolve and you could be an amazing creator. And I want you, and the more we choose to show ourselves, because even at higher levels, we can still be hiding a little. So the intention of this healing and activation is to support you in stop hiding and show the fullness, the magnificence of who you are, so that your light can illuminate the path for others. And so I'll see you inside the bonus content, and the links for the year membership and the subscription to access the bonus are below. And I send you so much love, big kiss, and I'll see you inside the bonus content. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dr. Nikki Star Show. Please like this podcast and share it with anyone you feel would benefit. Subscribe to the podcast to receive bonus content. And remember, every Monday, the video version goes live on my YouTube channel. Thank you so much for being on the Ascension Path with me and for doing this great work.